Columbia, Missouri's East Side Walmart sits at the junction of Interstate 70 and 63. That makes it easy for Herman Ferris to deliver his produce to the supercenter.
Once I leave here, I'll go pick up their bananas they need tonight, deliver them overnight, and they'll have them first thing in the morning.
Ferris, who looks a little like a clean-cut version of Willie Nelson, isn't a farmer. He's a broker and has been for the past 40 years, meaning he buys produce from auctions and farms for grocery stores. He's been buying for Walmart since they first started carrying produce in the early 90s. Walmart calls him several times a week, and Ferris says he always finds what they're looking for, even if it's yucca root in the dead of winter.
They don't want to say no to anything. They don't want to say, no, we don't have, or no, we can't get. It's just, we do have. We'll have it here real quick.
And what Walmart wants on those shelves is local fruits and vegetables. During the summer, most everything Ferris delivers to the 20 supercenters on his turf is grown in Missouri. That's Walmart's definition of local, grown and sold in the same state. Back in 2010, Walmart pledged to double its local produce sales and help small farmers grow and become suppliers for Walmart. The chain's already surpassed that local foods goal. But, at least in Missouri, there's little evidence of a widespread benefit to small farmers, in part because Walmart's low-cost strategy can be a barrier to doing business with the company. Walmart did not respond to repeated interview requests to be part of this story. However, testifying in front of Congress in March, Walmart's Senior Director of Sustainable Agriculture, Ron McCormick, claimed the emphasis on local has saved customers over $1 billion.
We operate 41 state-of-the-art grocery distribution centers across the country. The advantage here is that many of them are located in potentially productive agricultural areas. We work to source more produce from areas close to these centers, allowing us to cut costs from the supply chain and to sell a more affordable, fresher product to our customers.
But Wyatt Frass of the Center for Rural Affairs says he wants Walmart to break down those cost savings and explain how it's gotten its local sourcing up to 11%. Especially since in most parts of the country, including in the Midwest, it's much more of a challenge to source local produce year-round than it is in, say, California or Florida.
Unfortunately, there's so little definition and transparency about how that happens that we don't really know how it happens or if it happens. It's their own numbers, their own record-keeping, their own definitions.
Frass adds that farms have to be big to satisfy Walmart's needs. In fact, of the 8 farms Walmart highlights on its local foods webpage, 5 of them are very large farms by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's standards, with annual sales in the millions of dollars. The University of Missouri Extension's Jennifer Shooter says small-scale farmers in northeast Missouri can't produce enough to sell to Walmart.
The growers here do not have enough quantity to supply the Walmart store, and they only have, you know, produce for about 4 months out of the year, you know, and Walmart wants produce consistently from the same distributor pretty much all year long.
But doing business with Walmart has been working for a handful of operations in the Midwest, like a small grower in Kansas called Divine Gardens, or Missouri Vegetable Farm, which sits on 200 acres 70 miles south of St. Louis.
We're the first and largest Missouri grower here.
Food Safety Director Jason Lander says Missouri Vegetable Farm was created 2 years ago to supply Walmart with produce. The operation is part of Proffer Wholesale Produce, which has been a produce middleman for Walmart since the 1990s. Overall, the company has sales of nearly $60 million a year. Inside the Proffer's 175,000-square-foot packing and shipping facility, Lander says he thinks farms, regardless of their size, have to adapt their business models to compete in the local foods market.
A lot of farmers over the last few generations have seen that there is, you know, this huge growth in production, and with the big push on the locally grown product, they've already trained themselves that if they want to continue to succeed, that they're going to have to modify their operations.
But LaDonna Redmond says it's a slippery slope when farms start changing their business models to work with Walmart.
And that's the question. Will it actually benefit them, or will the situation turn out to be one where the benefit really is transferred to Walmart and not necessarily to the income or improving the income of small family farmers?
Redmond works for the nonprofit Institute of Agriculture and Trade Policy, which advocates for family farms. She says that until Walmart builds the cost of producing local food into its prices, few small farms will truly benefit. Abby Fentress-Swanson, Harvest Public Media.